I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor, and fans of Fox's Sunday night animation domination can add another show to their viewing habits, Alan Gregory. Gregory is about a precocious 7-year-old being raised by his father and his father's life partner. And because of the recession, Alan's been forced to attend elementary school. Jonah Hill is the co-creator and executive producer of the animated comedy, and on a recent call, he talked about the show, the challenges of being a producer, and what inspired the character of Alan Gregory. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. It's how this website stays alive. And now, here's Jonah.
So how do you like doing voice work for animation? I mean, what's the difference in your preparation to that as opposed to actually being in front of the camera?
Well, this preparation is more interesting because I wrote the character with Jared and Andy, so, you know, it's so designed for what we wanted to do that it's just a lot of fun.
How does the success of Moneyball affect all of this? Is that kind of a whole other world and this is a different world, or how do the two mesh?
They don't really mesh at all. I strive to have an eclectic career with different kinds of choices, and to have Moneyball and Alan Gregory come out a month apart from each other is a dream situation.
Talk a little bit about what inspired the Alan Gregory character.
Well, Alan Gregory came about because, if we were doing an anime show, we wanted what would be a character for me to play. And Jared, Andy, and I were saying it'd be cool to play a 7-year-old because I couldn't play that in real life. Yeah, his parents are going through financial troubles because they spent all their money. They're like heiresses, and they spent all their money. So you deal with them having to get jobs and having to earn a living for the first time. A bunch of spoiled rich people figuring out how to make their way in the world for the first time.
I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the prospect of, as opposed to a movie where you get to play a character for a finite amount of time, you're in a TV show where you could play him indefinitely, and just talk about how that prospect is for you.
Cool, it's exciting to, with a film, it's over with, and that character's done with, and with a show, it's cool to see them grow and change and what happens to them over time.
How do you, it's still early on, but how do you see Alan possibly changing?
I don't know. I don't think I'm able to say that yet. We got to see what the stories are and where we feel things naturally go. We don't have an idea of that yet until we explore where we want to go.
Do you have any rules about the universe or the show, or is there anywhere that you absolutely don't want to touch, or is any taboo open right now?
Well, taboo-wise, no. We don't shy away from anything on the show. But as far as a reality level, even though it's animated, we don't subscribe to the rule that, like, a spaceship could land there. Like, it's all reality-based. Like, if it couldn't happen in real life, then it wouldn't.
I'm just wondering about your, transition behind the camera as creator and executive producer. I notice you're also executive producer of 21 Jump Street. Can you talk a little bit about what you get from that experience, and is that a place that you feel in some ways more comfortable than in front of the camera?
Well, the only time I've been a producer on something that I wasn't in was Bruno, the movie Bruno, but Alan Gregory and The Sitter and 21 Jump Street, I'm the star and the producer of those. So they kind of fuel each other.
How so?
Because you're working on something that you're actually going to act in as well. So you have to be cognizant of that, when to put on your actor hat and when to put on your producer or writer hat.
Does that give you more confidence in the direction of the series and where it's going, that it's all...
Yeah, that I have control over it, or not that I want complete control, but, our opinions as the creators of the show, we get to decide where we want to take it.
How did you relate to Alan as a mature first grader?
I don't relate to him at all. I could not be more different than him as a person.
What do you enjoy most about voice work as opposed to live action?
I just like animation. I just like how it's a different art form. I just you know, try to do different things and learn about different styles. And, you know, I like that challenge.
How much of a challenge is it to temper the swearing, considering the roles that you've become famous for?
I don't know if you saw Moneyball, but I don't swear once in that movie.
What about the other ones?
I don't know. It's not hard at all. When it's appropriate for the thing that you're doing, you talk how the character's supposed to talk.
Are there qualities about Alan Gregory that viewers will be able to warm up to? Something that's likable about him, or is he all condescension and that's kind of difficult?
I think the thing that they'll love about him is he has all this bravado, false bravado, and condescension and arrogance and everything, but it's all covering up the fact that he's just insecure and wants to be accepted by these people. And I think that's my favorite kind of character to watch, is someone who acts like they don't care about anything but really cares more than anybody else.
I was just wondering, like, how much of the show you actually get to improv, because you're known for being a great improv comedian, how much was just purely scripted?
Well, we improvise a lot, but I also wrote it, so writing is just improvising that you write down.
But did you answer when you were just literally in the studio, like, putting down the lines?
Yeah, we improvise stuff. It's fun. You like to keep it fresh.
I think I heard you say before that you, the idea of the show was born out of the fact that you and the other creators were going to work on a movie together, and then that didn't happen, and so you guys live in the same apartment building, maybe?
Yeah, it's
funny
that I used to live in the same apartment building.
Yeah, and so it's kind of more like, so, I mean, is it fair to say the show's kind of born out of guilt, or, you know, and what happened to that movie?
It was a mix of guilt and respect and admiration. No,
and the movie?
Talented, and we just wanted to write something together.
Okay. And is that movie still tabled?
Is it still what?
So the movie, how far along had that movie gotten, and might we see that later in the future?
If the show's a big success, maybe we'll make it.
Was it live action or animated?
It was live action.
You seem you're so very involved in the show, down to, you know, how Alan is dressed, you're writing, you're executive producing. Can you talk about your day-to-day involvement on the show and maybe some of the minutia that might surprise people that you had control over?
Yeah, I mean, everything from how a lamp looks to what color someone's tie should be, up to the jokes, and Jared, Paul, and Andy Mogul, myself, and David A. Goodman, who ran Family Guy for a long time, we write the episodes, and we have a staff, and we oversee the animation with our animation company, Bento Box, and it's just such a wonderful process. And, you know, when I'm off shooting a movie, I'll write and read scripts at night and give notes and, watch cuts and give notes and rewrite and do all that stuff from set.
It seems like you're really thriving in that. Are you enjoying it as much as it sounds like?
Oh, my gosh. So much so. It's unbelievable.
This is your first time kind of really being on the other side of animation comedy as well, and being, you know, so involved in the creative process. What were the challenges that you may have come across, or were there any things that you kind of really didn't take into account prior to this and then realized that, you know, a lot of things you had to overcome or anything?
Challenges are making a creative product within a big corporation that has, you know, so much money and time involved in this, and fighting to keep your show exactly how you pictured it. And sometimes that creates lots of arguments and fighting, but the truth is, our partners at Fox have been so great, and it's scary for them to push the envelope like it would be for anyone that's investing money in something. But, you know, for me, it was just about, it's going to be like this, or we're just not going to do it. I'd rather not do it than have it suck.
Thank you, Jonah, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. And please tell your friends. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.